We invite you to enjoy this sermon presented by the Reverend Bob Gechler on June 23, 2024. The title is, Who is This Guy?
Our gospel reading for today comes from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 4, verses 35 to 41. That day when evening came, he said to his disciples, Let us go over to the other side. Leaving the crowd behind, they took him along just as he was in the boat. There were also other boats with them. A furious squall came up, and the waves broke over the boat so that it was nearly swamped. Jesus was in the stern, sleeping on a cushion. The disciples woke him and said to him, Teacher, don't you care if we drown? He got up, rebuked the wind, and said to the waves, Quiet, be still. Then the wind died down, and it was completely calm. He said to his disciples, Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith? They were terrified and asked each other, Who is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him. This is the gospel of our Lord. And please be with me in the spirit of prayer. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts together be acceptable to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Anyone living in Florida for any length of time certainly knows that storms can be powerful and frightening. Of course, you don't have to live in Florida to know that. Tornadoes in the plains, massive blizzards in the north, wind-driven wildfires on the west coast, all have huge impacts on the lives of people and are certainly very scary at times. I have lived through crippling snow and ice storms and also through hurricanes. We wonder, when will it clear up? When will the electricity come back on? Nature can sure throw some incredible power at us. And it is frightening. I've been in a boat when weather has changed and you can scarcely see where you're going. You can't see the shoreline and have no idea where the place you want to go is at. Are we going the right way? Hopefully, someone on board knows the proper course and is able to follow it. Seafarers for generations have been thankful for the many lighthouses with their beacons to guide the way, which now many of us love to go and visit. They are, in fact, a very powerful symbol. Both of our readings today have images of stormy seas. Ocean storms can be fascinating to watch and are the subject of many beautiful paintings. But those ships being tossed around may be fun to see in pictures, but not such fun to be on. Think of the book and movie, The Perfect Storm, or the story of the Edmund Fitzgerald, and of course, many others. It was Jesus' idea to go over to the other side of the lake, the Sea of Galilee. You can almost picture the disciples with him in the boat, saying to each other, Why did he bring us out here in this storm? Doesn't he care? We're all going to drown. It had to be a particularly severe storm that the boat was being swamped and the disciples were so frightened. Many of them were, after all, longtime fishermen and were likely experienced in dealing with storms on the water. This one was different, and they were overwhelmed by it. "Jesus, don't you care?" So Jesus woke up. I can imagine him stretching a bit and maybe a big yawn, then saying, "Peace, be still." And the storm stopped. Then asking them, "Why were you so afraid? Don't you have faith?" To this, the disciples were terrified. "Who is this guy that even the wind and sea obey him?" It's interesting that while they were afraid of the storm sinking the boat, they were not as overwhelmed with a sense of terror until Jesus stopped the storm with his words. "Who is this guy?" They have been with him for a while now and have seen the miraculous things he has done. Why didn't they have that reaction to Jesus healing a sick person? Beyond that, the Psalms speak of the God of Israel silencing the storms and the waves. Scripture also has many instances of God doing many things to rescue the Israelites. Certainly things that would seem to go contrary to nature. Parting the sea, for example. Of course, those stories having any bearing on the disciples here would have to assume that they have recognized Jesus in his God-relation role, which clearly that has not yet settled in for them. It's easy to be overwhelmed and intimidated by powerful people. Sometimes people in authority, or sometimes people who just think they should be in authority. Jesus obviously had lots of authority. Spirits obeyed him. The storm and forces of nature obeyed him. His words held power. Perhaps that was part of the fear that so overtook these disciples. They didn't yet fully grasp who Jesus was, and their faith was still in its infancy. Would we be any different? Do we have that faith that simple words can calm a storm? The Synoptic Gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, all record this event. It's important, not just for the disciples, but for us. We face storms often in our life's journey. Sometimes weather events, and sometimes simply storms of life. How do we handle those storms? With faith? With fear? With optimism? With anger and despair? Was this storm that the disciples encountered a big surprise? Did Jesus know it was coming? We don't know. But either way, it was a powerful teaching moment for them and for us. "Get with it, you doubt-filled sailors! Even the forces of nature respond to my commands. How much more do I command the storms of life?" one could almost imagine Jesus saying. There is another important aspect of this story. The disciples took Jesus along in the boat, and there were other boats along with them. surely also filled with frightened sailors and followers. They took Jesus with them. Jesus was not just standing on the sidelines observing, or somehow miraculously being transported across the lake. He was with them in the boat. As important as it is that Jesus has the power to calm nature and do such miraculous things, I don't think that is the biggest point of this story. Jesus was with them in this time of distress, and he is with us in our times of distress as well. We will always have storms in our lives. There is no escaping that. There will be illnesses and injuries, arguments and financial struggles, family issues, losses and deaths. Nations will go to war and battle each other. Through all of these storms of life, Jesus is there with us, just as he was in that boat with those frightened disciples. That alone should offer us comfort. But there is another piece here. Jesus was there with them. And faith would assure us that he would not let anything bad overtake them. Yet nothing was done until the disciples called on Jesus in their panicked distress. Does that sound like you and me? Why, Jesus, did you let this happen to me? I know that has been me at times. We struggle to have the faith we are called to have. That belief that God can do anything, restoring life, healing, stopping the storms that come our way, moving mountains. God can do it all. And with God's help, so can we. But we need that boundless faith that is so elusive for us. We study God's word. We worship. We pray. And as we move along in our faith journeys, we have ups and downs of faith. Such is inevitable. But thank God we have one another to help us along the path and to remind us that when we are most in despair, Jesus is right there with us, ready to stop the storm. And all we have to do is ask. Amen. Please be with me again in prayer. Lord God, we pray that you will protect us as we face the storms of life. May we trust in your constant presence with us and your loving care for us in all our needs and struggles. Give us faith, Lord Jesus. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
You have heard a sermon delivered on June 23, 2024, by the Reverend Bob Geckler. The title was, Who is This Guy? Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.